So we got this DM from Lisa.
Lisa and her breast friend.
It's her best friend, Freudian slip, breast friend, best friend. I'm sure they're friends, and maybe, who knows, maybe they have, they're friends in that way.
Maybe. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. Listen to it every morning.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle of a pretty cliched predicament, but I'm really at a loss for what to do, so I'm hoping you guys can help.
Okay.
My best friend's marrying a total jerk, and she's asked me to be her maid of honor. Well, not so much as asked as it's unspoken, because she was my maid of honor and I've just yet to receive an official request. I've spent the past couple of days searching for advice on how to handle it. Uh-huh. On the one hand, I feel like I should support her by being in the wedding and resist the urge to give my 2 cents. But another part of me feels like it would be disingenuous, not to mention downright difficult, to have to feign supportiveness for this union in word and deed for the upcoming months.
Wow, lots of big words there.
I think she probably senses deep down that a lot of her friends don't like her husband-to-be, but is in denial about it. What say you two?
Let her friend do what her friend needs to do.
Yeah, sometimes you have to let him jump off the cliff, and then you go down after her to pick up the pieces.
Lisa, listen. We've all feigned excitement over something that isn't exciting.
Yeah.
You can do it for a few hours at a wedding.
Yes.
I'm sure the friends can too. And let's not put the cart before the horse too much.
Because
she hasn't officially asked you to be the maid of honor. So maybe that's not even something that you're going to have to worry about.
That's going to be another side discussion you're going to have with her.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're expecting that. But here's the thing. I was actually, a friend of mine married a guy that none of us thought was good for her.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up getting divorced down the road. But sometimes, and we did actually tell her, like, hey, listen, you don't have to marry him. You can just, like, move with him to the other state, see how it works.
Yeah.
Before we jump into marriage.
Right.
She didn't listen. She married him. Ended up, it was a bad situation, and she eventually got out of it, but you have to let her figure that out herself.
Like, yeah.
We voiced our opinion. We said, hey, listen, maybe we pump the brakes on the marriage part. Let's just see if it's going to work when you guys move to a new state together. Just live in that realm a little bit. And she's like, nope. And she had to figure that out.
Should she give her 2 cents to her friend?
If it's asked for. I feel like if the friend asks her honestly, what is your opinion? Because I feel like then if she's asking, there must be a reason behind why she's asking.
Oh, yeah.
And then
right.
she might be open to hearing it.
Yeah, especially if you don't have something great to say.
Right. Yes. But if she's not asking for your opinion, don't give it.
Yeah, because I could feel like that would, like, if you do tell her that, hey, I don't like your fiance, and I don't think a lot of
really strain your
our friends like your fiance. Yeah, exactly. That could really put a damper in your BFF.
Well, yeah, and then that would alienate you from her and really drive a wedge between you two.
And you might not be breast friends anymore.
You might not be breast friends anymore.
Yeah.
Certainly not going to be maid of honor.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess what we're trying to say, without mowing over the same grass 100 different ways.
Although, make a nice pattern that way.
Yeah. Is you got to let your friend do do what she's going to do.
Right.
Obviously, she sees something in him that you don't.
Yep.
And if
hopefully she'll prove you wrong.
Yes, exactly.
If
she proves you wrong, and then you get to know him on in a different way than what maybe you see him for now, and maybe then you can like him.
Right.
But you just let her do her thing, and you're there if the chips fall and your friend needs you for support.
You stand next to her if she asks you.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Don't buy the dress yet until she asks you.
Right, exactly. But yeah, I mean, that's what we would say, Lisa, is be there for her.
I know it's tough because you want to save your friends from making bad choices, especially if you feel like you see it clearly.
Yep.
But sometimes you have to let them make that choice, fall down, and then you help pick them back up.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there you go. Hopefully that helps a little bit, Lisa. We appreciate you.
And I hope you and your breast friend will have a great wedding experience.
Yes.
I hope she asks you.
Yes. Yes. That too. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.